Can you guys feel the Holy Spirit here tonight? Because I can feel God's presence with us this evening, and I'm so excited to look out and see all of your faces out there. What I want to know is, how many children are here tonight under the age of like 12? Can you raise your hand? Guys, I am so excited that you are here. Can you just give them a hand? I am so excited that you are here. My name is Jessica Hedrick, and I am a millennial, and I am a pastor, a children's pastor at Souderton Mennonite Church. Are there any other millennials out here tonight? Okay, like, couple? So, yeah. You might understand this. I'm a millennial, and I used to use Sunday morning as a time to catch up on my sleep. But I've been attending church regularly for over 2 years now because they pay me. No, actually, as hard as it might be to believe, I didn't go into ministry for the money. I went into ministry because I felt called and because I care about people. But sometimes I look at myself in the mirror and I think, Jess, are you crazy? Your peers are leaving the church in droves. And here you are throwing yourself right into the middle of all of it, in the middle of this mess. And you know, sometimes I do think I'm crazy. Sometimes I do think it would be so much easier to walk away. But I stay. I stay because I believe that God can redeem anything, even the church. And because I have this crazy dream. I have this crazy dream that the church can be a beacon of light in the dark world once again. There is a brighter future for the church. And sometimes I think we have a hard time believing that. We hear all of these statistics and these things about how the church is losing people. And we get down on ourselves. But there is a brighter future for the church. I didn't always believe that. When I was in college, I walked away from church. I got tired. I was frustrated, so I left. According to research from the Barna Group, 59% of millennials who grew up in the church walked away at some point in their lives. So I guess that makes me a statistic. On top of this, more than half of millennials in America haven't been to church in the last 6 months. That's well over half of my peers. Why are they leaving? The decision to leave church is never a simple one, and mine certainly wasn't. But looking back on the experience, I can boil all of my reasons for leaving down into one simple fact. I wasn't finding good news in the church anymore, and I needed good news. Apparently, many of my peers are leaving for the same reason. George Barna Group says that across the board, millennials who walk away cite the church's irrelevance, hypocrisy, and the moral failures of its leaders as reasons to check out of church altogether. They're not finding the good news in the church either, and that is such a tragedy because we all need good news. The world needs good news. Apparently, many of my peers are not finding the light shining out of the church. And this is a shame because in Matthew 5, it says that we are the light of the world and that we're supposed to shine brightly. And if we're radiating the good news, wouldn't people want to join us? If our churches aren't growing, maybe it's because we are no longer fully embodying the good news. We're supposed to be shining so brightly that others see our good works and glorify God. But sometimes, I feel like people, especially millennials, look at the church, roll their eyes, and turn away. Viral media stories only make this worse. When people look at Christians, I'm afraid they see people who withdraw financial support from children in impoverished countries because World Vision decided to change their hiring policy to be more inclusive. I'm afraid that they see people who are more concerned with the worship wars, the culture wars and the war on Christmas than with people who are dying from real wars all over the world. I'm afraid they see a self-proclaimed peace church fighting and dividing over theological disagreement instead of radically pursuing the reconciliation that we claim to value. I am afraid that people look at the church and they see whining, not shining. And this grieves my heart. It grieves me because I know that this isn't who we are. For centuries, Mennonites have led the way in showing the world that we care, that the church cares, that God cares. Natural disasters left people and towns devastated, so we started Mennonite Disaster Service. We saw the pain and violence coming out of global wars and conflicts, so we formed Christian peacemaker teams. We saw refugees in need, and so Mennonite Central Committee, with the help of churches from all over, sent health kits and hygiene kits. We have built schools, given medical aid, fed the hungry, and we were one of the first groups in the United States to sign an official document saying that slavery was wrong. We have striven to give a voice to the voiceless and to advocate for those less fortunate than ourselves. We, like Jesus, have entered into the pain of humanity, the pain of a broken world, to bring healing and hope. And that, my friends, is anything but irrelevant. That is good news. Now, we can pat ourselves on the back and say, good job, us. But first, let us consider. God came to the world as a human, Jesus, to show the world that he cared, and then he left the job to us. There are people all around us who are showing the world crazy love and compassion, but how are we here in this room right now, how are we doing? I know that I personally have a long way to go. I was asked tonight to talk about something that I am passionate about related to my dreams for the future of the church. But you know what? I'm not concerned with the future of the church. And frankly, I don't think we're supposed to be so concerned with the future of the church or our denomination. As the church, it is our job to be concerned about our neighbor, our friend, and our enemy. It is our job to be concerned about the world. If we embody the good news by following Christ and loving our neighbor, we won't need to worry about the future of the church. In John 1:14, we read that Jesus came to the world and he was full of God's unfailing love and faithfulness. So should we be. It is time for us to step up. It is time for us to get over ourselves, to get over our polities and our disagreements. We are a family, and we need each other. It is time for us to stop spending so much time arguing over who is in and who is out, and just get out there and be the hands and feet of Jesus. It is time for us to stop whining and start shining. The world doesn't need doctrine. The world needs Jesus. The world needs the good news that someone cares and that they care now. People that care about their emotional, mental, and spiritual well-being, that is who we are called to be. The world needs to know that the church cares about eliminating hell on earth as much as we care about our theology. God loves me, you, and everybody unconditionally, just the way we are. And we must abide in that love. God also calls us to grow. To grow in our love for God, to grow as disciples, to grow in our love for each other, for our neighbors, and for ourselves. And to share that message of love and resurrection to those who need it most. God can redeem anything. So what are we waiting for? Rise up, church. rise up and shine.